این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن می کند.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allah, ya Allah, subhanallah. Allah, ya Allah, walhamdulillah. Allah, wa la ilaha illallah. Allah, ya Allah, wallahu akbar.
July 12, 1983. Place Hosseinia Jamaran, Tehran. Subject: Spiritual Purification and Focus on Spirituality. The ultimate perfection of human beings has been to know that they are helpless to understand that they are incapable of worshiping Allah. Only He can grasp Himself, understand Himself, and praise Himself. If human beings did not have the permission to enter worship all worship, then a human being would have felt ashamed to stand before Allah and want to praise Allah in front of Him. A human being is more insignificant than to stand before Allah and want to praise Allah, to glorify Him. This is a claim. Praise and glorification implies that I have come to know you while a human being is capable of understanding, but there is no alternative because he has said it himself.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear audience. Welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. This is Zainab Mousavi, and what we do in this program is to talk about certain speeches and viewpoints of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh, who was the great leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran, and then try to take some points and lessons out of these speeches and viewpoints in order for us to make use of them in our daily lives. Well, on the subject of the holy month of Ramadan, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh says, God has invited all people to his feast and no stakes, and friends of God enter that feast, and of course few persons can be successful. This statement of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi is about the great feast of the holy month of Ramadan. The Ramadan is the month of divine feast, which marks the beginning self-purification of soul and body. The holy month, which is superior to all months, the month of Ramadan is different from other months from the viewpoint of worth and value, and it is more superior to the other month. Honorable Holy Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, "Indeed, this month is not similar to other months of the year." This hadith from the Holy Prophet shows the significance of this month for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the reason why his infallible progeny has emphasized on glorifying the value of this holy month. Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh followed this manner as well. As you know, the whole month of Ramadan for him was an appreciated opportunity to give prayer, recite the Holy Book of Quran, and recommended rites particularly designed for the days and nights of this very blessed month of Ramadan.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi.
صلى الله عليه
صل
يا رسول الله
يا ربنا صل على طه النبي وآله.
The great Imam rahmatullah alayh used to emphasize on self-purification, self-training, self-development, offering sacrifices and adopting other divine virtues during the blessed month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan has been singled out for special worship and exclusive favors. The Holy Quran was revealed in this month. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of Spring of the Truth. And until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. We know.